from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Protests the world over as Saudi Arabia executes 47. A crowd of protesters in the Saudi Arabia village of Al-Amawiyah chanting down with the Saud, death to the Saud, after the beheading of cleric Nimr al-Nimra. Protests are taking place now in several countries, including Iraq and even India. Saudi Arabia has carried out its largest mass execution in more than three decades, putting to death 47 people convicted of terrorism, including a prominent Shiite cleric. The Sheikh Nimr al-Nimra was a key figure in Shiite protests that erupted during the 2011 Arab Spring. Media outlets say some of those executed Saturday had ties to al-Qaeda. All but two of those put to death were Saudis. One was Chadian, and the other was from Egypt. Saudi Arabia reopened its embassy in Baghdad Friday in a move meant to help strengthen a regional alliance against the Islamic State group, which has seized territory in Iraq and Syria. Saudi Arabia had cut off diplomatic ties and closed its Baghdad embassy in 1990 after the late Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has released a new recruiting video that highlights U.S. police shootings and the call by U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump to ban Muslims from entering the United States. An unidentified Al-Shabaab spokesman speaking in English asserts on the video that Muslims in the U.S. must choose between leaving the country or taking up the cause of holy war. Al-Shabaab once controlled most of southern and central Somalia, but has been pushed out of the main towns by African Union troops and the Somali government. This is V.